You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy to learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
What's going on, everyone? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. On this week's episode, we have Dan Taruno, founder of GiftMe. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, man, it's great to be talking with you, man. It's been such a long time, but really great to be reconnecting right now.
Hey, man, you've been one of the key parts to the Hustle Inspires Hustle team since we started, really. We connected early on, and we've been wanting to do this podcast, and we've been trying to find the right time to do it. I think now is the right time. We've been able to do some amazing things together. You've been able to do some amazing things. And I wanted people to hear the story. I know you wanted people to hear the story because there's a lot of golden nuggets that they're going to be able to pick up from this conversation. Yeah. So let me give them a little bit of context. I've been running an advertising agency for about 6-7 years now. And I've been able to come across some incredible people. I've been able to connect with some incredible creatives and individuals. And one of those people has been Dan. I at this point, I can't even remember how he came across the office. But ever since we connected, we've been able to do some great work, some great video content creation, some photography, some animation, some graphic design. It's been a whole lot of stuff, but I want you guys to dive deep into this conversation and understand the value of relationships and understand the value of bringing value to other people, because that's exactly what Dan and I have been able to do for each other. So without further ado, Dan, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit, man, and tell us about what you got going on?
Well, jump right into the story or what?
Break down the story.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. So, Alex and I go really far back. I'm telling you, literally back when I was, in high school, this man was pulling me out of my TV production classes so that he could, help him film events and stuff like that. He was already on his grind early. I think he was actually about my age when he was pulling me out of high school to work on his video project. So we go really far back. And the thing is, it was crazy because, I don't even know where, but we lost contact over those years. And then until back in early 2019, I actually saw Alex's face on my Instagram story from this influencer I was following, Chris Diaz. I saw your face in his Instagram story. And basically I was like, holy crap. I know Alex, like I haven't seen him in forever. And like, I clicked your profile and thing is, it was like, dude, he's like this entrepreneur doing like really crazy cool things now. I was like, holy crap. So I went and DM'd him. And so I was like, hey, Alex, like, wow, it's been so long. Like, hey, what's new? What's going on? And he was so welcoming to like reconnect with me. And that was all something I really wasn't expecting, but he was so super open and super ready to reconnect with me. And he was like, Dan, the same weekend, he was like, yo, we're going to go into this networking event called Social X this weekend. He's like, I want you to come with us. And I'm like, the thing is, at the time I was actually in a state of my life where I was open to receiving. I was adopting my growth mindset. I was reading stuff like one of the key books that helped me have my biggest year of my entire life in 2019 was Millionaire Success Habits by Dean Graziosi. And one of the things he was mainly talking about was like, hey, you gotta like upgrade the people, not upgrade the people, but like, you're the equivalent of the top five people that you hang around. So things I was already trying to elevate my friend group so I could kind of like grow a little bit more. So as soon as I reached out to Alex, he was just like, yo, we're going to Social X this weekend. And I'm like, okay, yeah, do whatever. I was like, I'm at your service. Use me however you can. I'm super excited to go meet all these entrepreneurs and business people. Like I was just like super open things. I was expecting the least, but Alex just gave back the most. Like, I really was dumbfounded by how much he was willing to introduce me to so many other people when we went out to these events and stuff like that. So yeah, thank you, Alex, because you really, really paved the way to like allow me to have like my biggest year of growth ever in my entire life. So yeah, I kind of got off topic with that, but where else are we going? Oh yeah, I think you asked me to introduce myself.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it perfectly breaks down what type of person you've always been and what type of person like you've always tried to be, which is always try to figure out what's the best way of you coming up as an entrepreneur, as a creator. What is the best way you could align yourself with people? And it's not only like, hey, Alex, like, let me go to this event with you and that's it. Like, it's never about that because, you know, when we travel as a crew, like the Hustle Inspires Hustle crew specifically, we travel as a group. We travel to different cities. We've been in Tampa. We've been in Los Angeles. We've been in New York. Yeah. We've been in Bali. We've been in Tokyo. We've been in so many places. Together. And Daniel, like every time we've gone somewhere with you, it's always been a fantastic experience, not only because we're able to go with you and learn from you and with you, we're able to have access to amazing content that you're always able to create because you're so passionate about it. And you always have new ideas that you bring to the table that we're not always necessarily thinking about. You were one of the first people in the entire like crew to be on TikTok before anybody cared about TikTok. Oh, yeah. You were on it with GIFs before anybody was on GIFs. And I think that it's important to always surround yourself with people who bring something new to the table. And it's funny that you mentioned that. Yeah, you know, I was at the beginning stages of my marketing agency and you were, you know, coming out of high school, creating all these projects. But it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah, it was we were in different chapters. And it's funny because I've kind of like grown into that chapter almost in my life as well. And you were like a really great example for me in all of this. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So let's talk about like some of the stuff that you've created so far, because we know that you're a creator. We know that you founded GiftMe, which we're going to dive deep into right now. We know that you've done some incredible work with Hustle Inspires Hustle and a bunch of great people too. You mentioned Chris. You saw me on Chris Diaz's story. Shout out to Chris. He's been doing some amazing work. But
the thing is, it's so funny because I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just want to say really quickly, the thing is, Chris Diaz was like an influencer that I just kind of like really looked up to so much. And the thing is, because like things, I didn't know him personally, but I knew you and I reached out to you. And it's crazy how things work, because now fast forward to today, like Chris Diaz is one of my best friends. Yeah. And like at that time, I wouldn't have even thought that I would have even been like able to like have a conversation with Chris Diaz, because like I thought he was like on some other type of level. But no, we both learn from each other nowadays. Like I've gone to the place where I've been able to elevate my friend group to just people that are like constantly helping each other grow. But yeah, continue with
what. So what was your main, like what's been your main goal over the last 2 years? Because I know that you're always on a self-development route. I know that you've been always somebody that's been hungry to grow in the entrepreneurship space, to have a business or to work with a group of people who make an impact on the world. And you've helped us make a big impact, man. Hustle Inspires Hustle, with your help, we've been able to reach a few hundred million people through gifts, through different content that we've created. I can't even keep track at this point of all the things that all the cities we've gone to.
Should I go into either the things that I've done in the past or this question? Because we've asked two questions. Almost.
Yeah, so talk to us about how your path started creating and how it led to you being able to collaborate with multiple brands like ours and like everybody else you're working with right now.
So I was always a pretty passionate creator growing up, and I was always a kind of driven entrepreneur. But yeah, back in high school, in high school, some of the things that I was working on, I was really passionate about TV production and animation and design. So I did pretty well for myself in that TV production program. Funny story, I was actually put into the TV production program back in high school by accident. I didn't ask for the class, but it just worked out that like I enjoyed it. And like, it's funny because I tell everyone, my freshman year, I took one class, my sophomore year, two, junior, three classes, and I quadrupled up on TV production classes senior year. And they had to open a brand new TV production class, TV10, to have like the three students that actually made it to TV10, they had to open up an entirely new class just for us, which we were basically just mentoring the other kids. But yeah, I went pretty far in the TV production program back in my high school, which was mostly self-taught through like YouTube videos and that type of stuff. And I was able to win achieve like a bunch of different state and national awards for my video productions back in high school, like first place in the state for like the video motion graphics reel, because I was back on the After Effects game super early. I loved motion design. I'm like an artist by passion, by trade. And thing is, one thing I love is not just like good design, but I love good design in motion, which kind of is what sparked the idea for like motion design and GIFs, and how it kind of transitioned into building a business around GIFs and for GIFME, because I need GIFs.com, which is also known as GIFME. And that's kind of like the niche that I'm currently in today. So that's kind of what we're doing today. And actually with GIFME, Hustle Inspires Hustle is actually the first client that I worked with. Kind of like, they were kind of like the testing grounds for GIFME to see what was really possible with the GIF space. So back in 2019, when we were going to all these events, I was working so closely with Alex. So I decided, hey man, I want to kind of experiment with the GIFs a little bit. So I'm like, hey, send me your logo and we'll get some of these things done. So I created them a GIFME account. I created some GIFs for them and I got the account verified. And it was so crazy because we started dominating the GIF game right out of the gates. Like I think we took over the number one hashtag for Hustle for those few months. We even like surpassing Gary V and all those other people for that super valuable hashtag in the entrepreneur hustle, space.
All those words.
And in literally just 2 months, dude, everything in my life works in twos. I don't know why or how, but everything always works in twos, because in 2 months we took Hustle Inspires Hustle to 100 million GIF impressions. And that's a lot of, that's a lot of brand awareness. That's a lot of exposure for an account that like was barely scratching 10,000 followers at the time. Like that was a lot of brand awareness. And then as I say, things always work in twos, because he was also mentioning how I worked with TikTok. So I helped one of my other friends who's a YouTuber. I was like, man, bro, you're missing it. Cause I was having fun experimenting with TikTok by myself, cause I've never seen that type of growth on a social media platform. So I reached out to my YouTuber friend. I'm like, dude, you are missing out if you don't get on TikTok right now. And so he just wasn't really interested. I knew he wasn't going to take any action on it. I knew he wasn't going to do that. And the thing is, he was actually one of my friends who was in my TV production program back in high school. And we've really grown together. His YouTube channel grew to 2 million subscribers since we graduated from high school. And I was with him since day one. Actually, his Raw Fishing YouTube channel, I designed his graphics. I designed his motion graphics opener and logo and stuff like that. I worked with him since day one, since he started the channel. So things we've been collaborating together as well. I really wanted to see him succeed. So like getting back on topic. So I'm like, dude, you have to be on TikTok. So I'm like, don't even worry about it. You don't have to pay me. You don't do anything. I'm just going to, I really enjoy growth hacking TikTok. I was doing a little bit myself. So I'm like, let me just see how far I can take your account. And I'm telling you guys, my strategy was, hey, we're going to post 3 videos a day we're just going to post 3 TikToks a day. And the thing is, TikToks aren't as hard as regular videos, because they're only like the better ones perform that are under 15 seconds. But I started recycling some of his YouTube content, chopping it up and turning them into like entertaining little TikToks. And literally in 2 weeks, we hit 200,000 subscribers or 200,000 followers on TikTok in just 2 weeks.
Yeah, we were in LA.
3 videos a day.
We were in LA when you were doing that. Remember, we flew to LA for NetCon and your phone was blowing up with millions of fucking views. And we're in the Ubers and the cars. Like
I think we had our first viral video the weekend of NetCon. It was crazy. It was happening as I was enjoying the time with Alex. So it was so cool to share that type of like virality with the team.
And you know what I remember? I remember that we went to dinner that night. We went to dinner with Josh Ordonez. We went to dinner with Brian Breach and a few other people. And you were putting Brian Breach onto TikTok. And Brian's verified like everywhere. And he wasn't on TikTok. He wasn't verified on TikTok. And I remember a few weeks ago I was talking to him and he's like, bro, I have a fuckload of followers on TikTok. I'm verified. I'm so glad that Daniel put me onto it when we were at that dinner in Los Angeles.
I didn't even know that. What? That's so crazy.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad. I didn't even know he was like doing well on that now. I'm so super glad to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, dude, like, see, that's the thing. You were reading that book and that book told you are the average of the people you hang around. And you've always been very selfless. You've always tried to help. You've always tried to upgrade things for other people and learn in the process. And then reciprocate, right? And I feel like I've gained so much value out of working with you. I share it with Michelle all the time, and I tell her like we're really grateful to have been able to reconnect with you, because we've been able to do some great things. It's more than just about the views, and it's more than all that stuff, because you know that stuff is important, but it's about you believing in what we're doing and us believing in what we're and what you're doing and us mutually pushing each other in whatever way that we can, that we know is going to bring each other value. Mm-hmm. You know, Daniel, you've been able to perfect a lot of things that we've been working on, from logos that have been important to us. You designed my AQ logo, okay? The abbreviated logo, which is probably one of my favorite logos right now. You've done the animations for my logos. You've done the animations for Hustle Inspires Hustle logos. You've done the animations for ManyChat. You know, we haven't even gotten to this part, but we got ManyChat a few million views in collaborations you and I did together. We got Charlie Rocket a few million views in collaborations that we did together. We got NetCon. We got Social X. I mean, at this point, I can't even keep track. We got Millionaire Mentor a few million views. The list goes on and on, but it's about strategic partnerships. You guys hear me talk about this in many podcasts and many events that I go to, and strategic partnerships is the name of the game. Daniel is a perfect example of strategic partnerships. Daniel had GiftMe. Daniel was just starting a company. He may not have had employees and a ton of revenue and all these accolades, but Daniel had experience, Daniel had skill, and Daniel had passion. He was able to team up with us to then create strategic partnerships with other people that reach millions of eyes. And that's what I talk to you guys about all the time. Don't think that you need every single resource in the world to get something started. All you need to do is have a little bit of fire, a little bit of passion, enough time to put into something so you could actually be talented. And then you could go out there and talk to people like Daniel just said it. He reached out to me. We connected before. It was really cool. We both wanted to help each other out. And it was just like that. There's people out there that actually want to help other people. Don't be discouraged because maybe you've had a bad time with somebody, or somebody left you on read, or somebody didn't answer. Remember that people are really busy, and sometimes they don't get back to you, not because they don't want to, but because they have a lot of shit going on. So do your fair share of nudging people.
For a moment.
Yeah.
Add to that. And the thing is, that's one thing that everybody listening should be considering is that reaching out to people is such a, the people, you have to go ahead and shoot your shot and reach out to other people. But the thing is, it's not about reaching out and just taking and asking and hey, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? No, I think it's one philosophy I extremely live by is that I always make sure that if I'm connecting with somebody, I give the value first. And the thing is, one thing that I've learned from people like Tony Robbins is that if you give, don't give expecting anything in return, but the thing is just completely give, because if you have the firm belief that if you give and you know somehow, some way, things always come back around, you can give freely without worrying about getting things back, because you wholly believe that it's going to come back around somehow, some way. But the thing is, you don't need to make every relationship transactional, just give value first. So I'm a big advocate of reaching out and just hitting up as many people you want to work with on in the DMs. But thing is, give value first. And the thing is, to get even more precise on that, let's say I wanted to reach out to somebody this week and hey, I want to give them some value. Okay. I'm not going to jump in his DM and be hey, I want to create you gifts. That still isn't the right idea. The right idea is go and make them the gifts, actually put in the work, create that value, and then pop in their DMs. Be hey man, I made you this.
Yeah.
And the thing is, then they're wait, what? You did what now? The thing is, doing that work ahead of time, you're not supposed to pop in there and ask. You're supposed to pop in there and actually have already, the value is supposed to come in the DM, not afterwards.
I agree.
Or not I want to do this. They don't care about you want to give them value. They care about what value you can provide that you either just provided for them or that you just provided for them.
Yeah.
And that type of idea. So yeah, man.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
So that's something that's been working for you, not just in GiftMe, but in any other type of stuff. You reach out to people, let's say on DM, on LinkedIn somewhere, and you say, hey, this is what I have in mind that I want to do with you. I already either got it started, I have something to show you, or it's all finished. What do you think about this? And then you open the conversation from there.
Well, it definitely varies extremely. But the thing is that as long as you're just really intentional with the type of relationship that you want to build with somebody, and you're not just winging it, like just actually have some intention with what you want to, how you can collaborate with that person, and then just be wary of like your skills and your value that you can give to other people. I think that's what's key, because most people listening, they might be like, oh, but I'm not like a crazy professional brander or like animator or like designer. I don't have like that easily type of skill that I can just give people. But the thing is, that's what everybody should be focusing on. Like what you should be focusing on is building a skill that you can help you like bring value to the most people as possible in the space, at least value to the people that you know you want to connect more with.
Yeah.
So just getting really, the thing is, finding that skill really comes down to knowing your strengths, because knowing your strengths and being self-aware is extremely powerful in this type of space of connecting with people online. Because if you know your strengths and you're just constantly getting better and setting yourself further apart from the crowd, because this is what you're good at and nobody does it as well as you, then you become a very valuable asset to any people in that space if that can use your service. And the thing is, generally, you want to be connecting with more people in your space that can use your services, because that's just how you make more connections. But it all comes down to like giving that value first. Like you always have to give value first and just not give that value, not expecting in return.
Yeah. And if you do expect something in return, because some people are reaching out to somebody because they want something, bring something decent to the table, or you bring it done already. Like, I've talked about this in several episodes where it's like, you know you want to reach out to somebody, you know who that person is, you maybe don't have all the resources, team up with other people, find somebody else. Maybe I don't know how to do motion design, but Daniel knows how to. And maybe Daniel doesn't know how to, run a super complex Facebook marketing campaign. Mm-hmm. Not that he doesn't know how to, but let's say he doesn't know how to do that. But let's say that we bring those together, and through that campaign, we're able to reach hundreds of millions of people. Isn't it better that we both teamed up and gave each other that value and actually were able to create it, rather than that idea stay on our mind or stay on a notebook or stay on a Google document? Like, I'm very big on action. And if you have an idea, if you have a passion, if you have something you want to do and you can't do it alone, that is not an excuse anymore. In 2020, that is not a fucking excuse, because there's millions and billions of people out there with skills, with drive, with hunger that you could connect with. There's Facebook groups, there's LinkedIn groups, there's Twitter lists, there's Reddit, there's Quora. There's absolutely everything, either free or paid. You have to go and find it. And that's exactly what we've done. That's exactly what we've done with Daniel and Michelle and everybody else in the group. Mm-hmm. We go to different cities, we invest in ourselves, we read books, we connect with other people, and it costs money. Yeah, it costs money. And it's a sacrifice to not go out on the weekend, or it's a sacrifice not to buy yourself those sneakers, or it's a sacrifice to not get yourself everything that you want. But it's a sacrifice that's going to be worth it, because now you have different wisdom. Now you have a mind that's stretched by experiences, by traveling, by being with other people who are in that mode. So this is what we wanted to do here today, guys. We wanted to share this story with you, and we're leaving something out that's very important, Dan, and it's that in 2 weeks, you're going to be deployed to Afghanistan. And all of the skill sets that you've acquired over all these years of being able to work online are something that you're going to be able to take with you anywhere you go now. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about what's going to go on with that?
Yeah, so of course, due to secret security clearance, I can't disclose too much information of my deployment. It's definitely been a kind of more like a mental hurdle to overcome, because, as a business owner, you could like make the worst. It's super easy to try and make the worst of the situation. Like, man, I'm going to be leaving the country for the next 9 months, and things were just starting to pick up in the business. How can I, like, if I'm not going to be here in the States, pretty much I had to just pack up and quit, like pretty much put it on pause for the next 9 months. Right. But I'm going into it as optimistic as possible. And thing is, I know I'm going to have internet access over there. So if I have internet access, and let's say time over there, like it's going to be pretty much the middle of the day, kind of in the middle of the night out where I'm going to be at. So the thing is, if I don't have time during the day to work on my business, then if I put in the extra hours at night, then what happens is that, like, while I'm working is going to be the peak hours of you guys working over here in the States. So there should be, if anything, it might even be more of an advantage to be working out over there, to be able to like have like my available working hours might just be able to be in the peak days of the here over here in the States. So I'm just making the most of the situation. And the thing is, I'm a very big believer in that. It's not about getting things, like, essentially I've learned a lot of patience from making very many large mistakes over the past 2 years. I've made some very big mistakes, and I've got pretty much the past 2 years, I've been trying to growth hack and trying to like find every type of shortcut to try and cheat the system, cheat the process. And the thing is, I've gotten burned so hard from like on three different occasions of trying to like pretty much pay people to like make the wealth for me. And I've lost over $100,000, if I'm being completely honest. I've lost over $100,000 trying to pay other people to make things happen for me. And I've gotten scammed and burned in a lot of those situations. The thing is, I'm not even upset that I lost that much amount of money, because the thing is, that's put me in a financial situation. But the thing is, it was one of the most important lessons of my life, because one, it taught me an extreme amount of patience, and hitting that extreme low point in my life actually opened me up to actually kind of having a spiritual breakthrough, actually. And that was, and the thing is, I've never been more confident and more happy in my life, because before I had the mind, the body, and I had the mindset. And the thing is, I was still never, ever really truly confident and happy in myself. But after having my biggest low, like losing pretty much $50,000 in thin air from a Bitcoin scan, and like, I put all my eggs in that basket. I thought that was going to pay off like tenfold, and I just, $50,000, poof, gone in thin air. Yeah. So I think is that type of low point was like, what am I, like, I went back to the question, like, what am I missing? Where did I go wrong? Like, what am I doing wrong? And like, the biggest kind of lesson was really like, I think is mainly responsibility, because it's nobody's job to make your life happen. Like, it's nobody's job to make it happen for you. And you can't just pay other people to do it and like try and find the shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. You cannot cheat the process. So the thing is, fortunately, I don't even regret that. I'm not even mad that it happened. I'm completely at peace with it, because it taught me extreme patience. And now I can truly be happy and just live in the moment, live for the process. The process exhilarates me. Like, yeah. I can just live for the process. So the thing is, I just know that the next 9 months I'm going to be out there enjoying the process. If I have to, like, I love the challenge of being able to adapt and overcome these type of challenges. And thing is, the most important thing is that as long as I'm in the process, as long as I'm making a little bit of progress every day, as long as I'm focusing on being better every day and not comparing myself to other people, that's the key. That's the formula. Just be better every day.
It's hard to not compare yourself to people, mm-hmm. especially at first when you're getting started in the game, in entrepreneurship or even in a job or anything that you're doing. I can speak from a young guy's perspective. You know, young guys, we tend to compare ourselves, or we tend to, you know, want to look a certain way or be a certain way or have certain things to impress certain people. And if you're of a certain age and you're listening to this and you could relate to FaZe, if you're listening to this, you didn't see Daniel's face while he was talking about this, all these challenges, but he started off smiling. And that says a lot, because you can't take your difficulties and your roadblocks as problems, because you learned. And Daniel's not the first person that's told me with a smile on his face that he's lost $100,000 or $50,000. A lot of my friends, just like Daniel, have had those issues. And there's guys and girls out there that have lost millions and tens of millions and hundreds of billions of dollars, and they don't stop. They don't just say, oh, well, I just lost some money, let me just quit and fuck it, let me just conform to what I'm told I should do. No. You keep going, because you're going to make a million, and you're going to make two, and then three, and then four, and then you're probably going to lose another million, and then you're going to make more, because it's part of the game. It's part of getting better. Mm-hmm. And just like he said, every day you get better, it's like when you hit the field, when you're an athlete. Maybe you're not good today, but in 6 months, if you put in enough work, you're going to be great, and you're going to make that money back.
Consistency is key. Consistency is so key.
Dan, and you've had a really strong mind throughout this whole time, because I remember throughout this whole process, you shared with me a lot of these stories, a lot of these difficulties, and we would talk about it, and you know, we would just chat and converse, and you've never given up. You've always actually gone double time. You've always said, all right, you know what, fuck it. I need to read more. I need to meet more people. I need to have a better mindset. I need to evaluate myself. I need to think about my health. I need to upgrade my living situation or my working station, or what am I doing? How am I doing it? Who am I surrounding myself with? what you actually did with yourself is you've been A-B testing yourself, like a marketer A-B test campaigns. You've been A-B testing your life for 2 years now, trying to figure out what's the best way that you could operate and bring value to yourself and to other people at the same time. And dude, I'm really proud of you, man. I'm happy to hear that you're excited about deploying. I'm happy to have done all these amazing things that we've done together. And I know it's not the last. I know we're going to be able to create some way more amazing things as we get older and as we get more creative. And I'm very happy that the audience got a chance to connect with you today, because I want them to look into what you're doing. I want them to support your business, because you've helped me a whole ton and I've gotten invaluable value from what you've done. Guys, Dan is the founder of GiftMe. If you guys want to create gifts, remember that they are distributed on Instagram. They're distributed on TikTok, WhatsApp, Snapchat, many other platforms. And this is a great way for your brand to get brand awareness through messaging, through your logo, through collaborations you're doing. These things get shared across stories on millions of feeds. And Daniel is your guy to be able to bring that to life and also distribute it on everything.
Oh, I was going to say, I wasn't done sharing some stuff for the audience. I didn't want you to I don't really care as much for the whole brand side of things. Like, I wanted to give as much value as I can through this podcast. And then as you were talking about like the processes that I went through, and I just wanted to share a little bit more about what was able to keep me grounded throughout the entire process of this journey. And then is I just want, if there's one thing I want to also leave you guys with, is that health is something that you cannot be ignored. Health is something that cannot be neglected, because the one thing, you were saying that I had a strong mindset throughout all of this, and the most grounding habit of the entire thing was just health. Because throughout this entire time, I was always grounded in a habit of I was always a healthy individual. And thing is, I know it sounds cliche, sounds silly, but thing is, the consistency that I was able to implore by working out and working on my health completely just it kept me grounded throughout the entire process. And everything you do in health completely translates into the rest of your life. So I focusing on your health is just one of the most fundamental habits that you can have in your life. And thing is, also, habits is a huge keyword, because literally habits is, I feel like it's just the key to success. Habits is everything. Because not even just healthy habits, just habits of mindsets, habits of the habits you build on a daily basis.
Punctuality, accountability.
Because thing is, your habits are what's going to be fueling your process, fueling your how your progress, how much you improve every day is completely decided by your habits. And you need to have habits. The thing is, being intentional with your habits and then always improving your habits and restructuring, because the only thing that's constant in his life is that nothing's ever constant. Everything's always changing. So you always have to be adapting and improving your habits to become the next better version of yourself.
Yeah.
But that's something I just wanted to get off my chest as well before you, because it sounded like you were like, oh yeah, Dan's doing this, and it sounds like you're doing an outro. I wanted to get that off. I wanted to communicate that.
I don't want to drop all the gems on this one, because I know they're going to want you back, and we're going to have to figure out a way to get you back on. And yeah, that's it, guys. Daniel has shared as much as he could during this episode. I am absolutely sure this won't be the only one. We're probably going to get working on a few things soon that you're probably going to end up seeing everywhere, and we're probably going to have to jump back on and talk about it. For now, guys, make sure that you guys hit the website, hustleinspireshustle.com/podcast. Find the episode, look at the landing page, check the show notes, check any resources we may add on there, and also check on your favorite streaming platform. Wherever you're listening right now, make sure you check the episode page, check the show notes, check us out, connect with us on social media, connect with Dan on social media. It's Dan Toruno, DanToruno. There we go.
Correct.
Dan, thank you for having me.
It's tricky sometimes. but yeah, thank you so much for having me, Alex. Guys, he's truly the king of strategic partnerships. This man goes and above and beyond to make sure that anybody he's working with is treated well. I just have to put in a word saying that I have never met anybody that goes out of their way more than Alex Quinn. When he meets and connects with somebody, he is a people connector. He really does bring the value in the relationship with connecting as much as he can. So thank you very much, Alex. Thank you for helping me grow so much as a person. And thanks for having me on the show, man.
Hey, man, I'm so proud of you, Dan. I don't want you to ever change that attitude, bro. Keep it up. You know you got family here on this side. Even if we're from across the world, we support everything that you're doing. The Hustle Inspires Hustle community appreciates everything that you've done for it. Guys, this is Alex Quinn, Dan Taruno. See you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.